does collective need to hear today? Dot, null emptiness. So this is about meditation, right? Definitely meditate to tune into yourself, to center yourself. Remiel, angel of visions, and Chokmah, right? Eye wisdom. So no matter how intense this period feels, know that I feel like a new vision is coming into place for you, right? Because we can only dream so far as we can, knowing ourselves at that moment. But as we change, as we transform, our visions also change and transform. So I kind of sense that something new is going to come to your awareness, to your light, about what you actually want to do with your future, how you picture yourself, where you picture yourself, who surrounds you, right? Right eye wisdom, Chokmah. I'm seeing that a lot of wisdom is coming through this period of difficulty, right? So just ground down into your body, ground down into yourself, meditate and ask for help, allow yourself to feel, do all the tools that you know, use them, right? Ask yourself what you need right now and then see what comes up. See what yourself right now needs. I kind of sense that there's like this inner child that's like trying to talk to you. It's like, hey, I need this now. Hey, I need this. And I feel like it's important to just honor ourselves. Even if we think, I don't have time. That's not in my schedule. I usually do this before that. I can't get to that right now. I'll change it up. Change it up so that yourself can get the green light of like, hey, I am attending to you. Is this what you need? Is this what you need? I feel like even if you don't give yourself what you need perfectly the first time, even making the movements, the changes, the shifts in your schedule, in your actions, in your awareness, and what you're in your decisions, I feel like that's a way to like let yourself know like, hey, I am taking care of you. I've got you. We'll figure this out together. Right? I'm kind of sensing that there's this need for togetherness within you, right? Between who you're becoming and who you've been. There's kind of this disconnection, and I feel like it's coming together with your awareness, with the power of that. In the back, I'm seeing Keter, the crown spirituality. So when you meditate, focus on your crown chakra. See what wisdom comes up. See what you can apply to your day-to-day, to your moment-to-moment. I'm going to thank this deck. Thank you. Now I'm going to pull from the Trust Your Vibes Oracle deck. What does collective need to know today? Listen to your heart, mentors and role models, and downtime. So take some time to just relax today, to just do nothing, to change it up. You know, even if it wasn't in your schedule, just squeeze it in. Do something that makes you feel good. Ask yourself what feels good. Listen to your heart. Your heart is speaking to you throughout all the time. Throughout your existence, your heart is speaking to you. So listen to it, right? Ask your heart what it needs right now, and then listen to what it says, and then be brave enough to give yourself that which you yourself are saying to yourself. Hey, I need this. I need space. I need some time alone. I need to write. I need to, whatever it is, it's going to be different for everybody. Honor that. Mentors and role models, I feel like right now is a good time to look to those which inspire you. Look to those which inspire questions in you, new visions, new ideas. Maybe people that are living your dream life, right? Kind of start to look into their life a little bit. Like, what does their family look like? Where do they live? What are they doing, right? This way you can start to give yourself new ideas, right? That maybe you haven't had before. Like, oh, living by the mountains, living by a beach. Oh, maybe a different country. Oh, maybe this kind of study. Maybe this vocation. Maybe I should take up this hobby. Start to kind of allow yourself to be inspired by those that you're inspired by, right? Start to kind of look into their details of their life. I don't mean like copy paste their life to yours to be happy, but just kind of allow yourself inspiration, right? I feel like your heart's going to guide you through this as well. Listen to your heart and ask it like, okay, so who should we look into right now? Or what should we do right now? And that's going to help you be guided to those that inspire you to cause shift in your life, to cause shift in how you experience yourself and your moments day to day. On the back, I'm seeing call on your angels. So you have a whole spirit team ready to help you. Ask them for help, right? Meditate, spend some time with yourself, and ask for help, right? Ask for your spirit team to help you. Ask for your angels to help you. To all this pressure, all this overwhelmed feeling, all this heartbreak, all this stress, all this worry, ask for help. It's always good. It's always okay to ask for help. And I'm going to thank that deck. Thank you. And I'm going to thank you as well. Thank you. And I will see you next time. Bye. Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot. Today is July 13th, 2021. I'm going to start the collective reading by using tarot and asking, what does collective need to hear today? Collective need to hear today. We have the Three of Wands reversed, Seven of Wands reversed, Death reversed. So I'm seeing right away that there is a period of transformation right now. And that it's not going to feel easy. You know, the Seven of Wands reverse is about that sensation when you kind of feel overwhelmed, where you feel like you're losing a battle of some sort. Something that you put your energy into is kind of maybe feeling like it's backfired on you. The Three of Wands reverse, I'm kind of seeing that maybe you're looking back and seeing kind of like with a lens full of doubt. You're just kind of seeing, well, what was this all for? Like, what did I put all this work into? Like, am I even going to go anywhere? Like, are my plans even going to come to fruition? So I'm seeing a lot of self-doubt, a lot of overwhelmed feelings, and just painful sensations, right? I'm kind of getting this image of a pressure cooker, right? Like you're just in there and you're having all the emotions that come with pressure, right? So this could be stress, worry, anxiety. I'm seeing a lot of anger as well. Death reverse came up. So I'm seeing, since it came up reverse, I'm seeing that there's transformation going on and there is not acceptance going along with it, right? So sometimes endings don't feel comfortable. And we're not always willing for transformation. Sometimes we just want a break. And when we're not getting a break, we kind of feel like, what the heck? When is the break going to come? When do I get to feel good? When do I get to feel like a champion? But it's just going to be a moment where the Two of Cups reverse came up. So I'm seeing that it's going to be a moment where it's just important to kind of re-get to know yourself, right? Because you're changing. I can sense that sometimes we kind of want to keep doing things in a certain schedule, in a certain way, and we kind of become inflexible, right? Sometimes our ego helps us schedule things so we can get everything that we want to get done in our lives. But sometimes, like right now, since it's reversed, the Two of Cups is saying like, hey, get to know who I am right now. Like, get to know who you are right now, and then give yourself what you need according to what you find out, right? I'm kind of sensing that there needs to be a new reassessing about who you are right now, right? Because there's been so much transformation that you can't keep treating yourself the same way. Right now, at this point, you have different needs, and I kind of sense that it's important for you to sit down with yourself, meditate, and ask yourself, hey, what do I need right now? And whatever comes up, allow for that to come up, right? Sometimes I can kind of sense that emotions can get so intense that we want to run away from them, that we just want to feel good, so we just kind of pick up the remote, watch some TV or watch some Netflix, or just pick up our phone and just start scrolling on social media. Escaping our emotions is not going to be helpful for us in the long term, because at some point or the other, we're going to get too tired to run from them. We're going to get to this point where we hit a wall. And when we sit down and we're like, okay, what do you want, anger? What do you want, sorrow? What do you want, distress? You know, and I feel like the sooner we do that, the sooner we can get over this overwhelmed feeling, right? Because I kind of sense that we're not really gaining any new knowledge by running away from ourselves. the Two of Pentacles reversed. So I'm seeing a lot of unbalance, right? Like you kind of just feel unbalanced right now. And the Three of Swords upright. So a lot of unbalance and a lot of heartbreak, right? I'm kind of sensing that this has to do with that distress and that stress and that sorrow and that despair and that anxiety. And know that all these low frequency emotions, these vibrations, are all linked to each other, right? So what could have started off as something that, oh, I feel sad, all of a sudden that turns to worry and then obsession over that and then trying to fix it in your head and then overthinking and then more anxiety and then more stress and then sadness, and then that can spiral into anger, right? And anger and this kind of like indignant anger where you're like, what is going on? Like, why don't I feel good? Why don't I feel happy? I have so much that I know that I logically should be grateful for it, but I don't have any space for gratitude. I just feel really stressed and I just want to feel good and I don't know what else I should do. I feel like I'm doing things wrong. So know that how you feel right now is completely okay. Feel how you feel, right? Maybe writing about it is really going to help you get those emotions out. I feel like sometimes when we're so focused on our spiritual development and our growth, we can kind of focus on, well, I should focus on being grateful. I should focus on gratitude. I should focus on peace. I should focus on love. But sometimes, since we are human beings, sometimes it's okay to feel the low frequency emotions, because that's part of healing ourselves. That's part of listening to ourselves. If we always put a band-aid on top and say, you know what, let me just be grateful, when instead you really feel angry, I kind of get this image of like a volcano that has been dormant that's now waking up and it's saying like, no, listen to me, I'm angry. And it's okay to be angry. It's okay to feel how you feel. We're not always going to feel good. And just because we don't feel good and grateful and peaceful and serenity and surrender and all these things that we want to feel, that we feel like we know we should be feeling, I feel like we don't give ourselves permission to be who we are right now in our transformation, right? I felt that Two of Cups reverse came up to let you know, like, hey, get to know who you are right now and kind of be patient with yourself. If you don't feel good right now, great. Okay, then don't feel good. Now what can you do about it? What does yourself say that you want to do about it today? If you feel a certain type of way, okay, feel it. And then what, right? You're not always going to feel a certain way forever. And I feel like sometimes whenever we start to allow ourselves to feel in this feeling, we start to kind of feel a whole array of emotions. Honestly, I'm kind of getting the image of this ocean that's just, that we're kind of deep in the ocean sea and we're just out there and we kind of feel like the waters are really rough and we don't really know what we're doing and we kind of regret that we came out here and we kind of just want to go back home, but we don't know how to get home. We can't see land. Sit with your emotions, right? The Magician upright came out on the back. So all these cards, for the majority of them, came out reversed, and then the one that came out upright was the Three of Swords upright. So it's all a lot of despair, heartbreak, overwhelmed feelings. But on the back, I'm seeing transformation. I feel like you're going to be stepping into your own power as long as you get to know yourself, as long as you get to know what makes you feel balanced now, right? So the you from yesterday is different from the you today. And I feel like it's about honoring yourself in order to kind of overcome this overwhelmed feeling, overcome this sensation of not being good enough, not doing well enough, regretfulness. I'm seeing that right now. A lot of two energy, so kind of a lot of getting to know yourself is important right now, because you've been going through so much transformation. And I kind of sense like you can't keep battling the battles you've been battling in the same way. I kind of sense that there needs to be a different way for you to battle them. This could be a shift in perspective, a shift in the way you manifest, and the shift in the way of your scheduling and what you do to your day-to-day, on what you focus on day-to-day. The Magician upright is a powerful card of manifestation, of transformation. And I'm sensing that a perspective and shift is going to happen soon, right? It's just about kind of honoring yourself as you are right now, completely accepting yourself as you are right now, and allowing yourself to feel the emotions that you feel right now. You know, I feel like sometimes we can kind of push ourselves away thinking, no, I shouldn't feel that way. Oh, no, that's not high frequency. I shouldn't feel that way. But then the authentic you, the one that's trying to transform, is saying, okay, so you're not going to give me any attention, so how can I transform fully, right? Like, I need some attention from you, me. So spend some time with yourself. On the back, I'm seeing the Four of Swords upright. That's the meditation card, right? That's the rest card. So rest, recover, meditate, ask yourself what you need right now in order to be able to give yourself that which you need. I'm going to thank this deck. Thank you. And now I'm going to pull from the Angelarium Oracle of Emanations deck. What does collective need to hear today?
so now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki, or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take 3 deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale, hold, and exhale. Again, inhale, hold, and exhale. And inhale, hold, and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki. Thank you. When you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and bye.